Get up. Let's go. Where are your bags? My mom yelled at me from the kitchen. It was 8 a.m. and we were about to head to the airport. I felt this rushed feeling as I was finishing packing. I was filled with excitement as we were heading to the airport. Each time we would travel, it felt like my very first time. We were traveling with 8 people this summer, me, my parents, my brother, my 3 cousins, and my aunt and uncle. We were bound for adventure with all of us together. As we arrived at the airport, I could hear people rushing to their gates and many were talking on their phones. It amazes me that all these people in the airport are going to so many different places. You never know who is going where. My family and I got out our boarding pass and we were now heading to our gate, number 8. As we rushed through the gate, I remember the wheels on my suitcase were twitching and wobbling. I had to carry it all the way to the gate. It was a struggle. We waited about 30 minutes to board our plane. Mind you, this plane ride was going to be a 7-hour flight. We were heading to Eastern Europe, Albania to be exact. What I mean to say is, we had a long day ahead of us. Finding my seat in the plane is also a struggle. The aisles are tight and crammed. We all take our seats and put the tight seat buckles on. I can hear the flight attendant saying, "Welcome to Lufthansa. Please fasten your seatbelts and turn off all electronics." My brother and my cousins never actually listened to the electronic part, but me, I definitely do because I got paranoid that it will actually affect the plane ride. Anyways, during the 7-hour flight, I remember when it's about 3 a.m. and they dim the lights and we have movies to watch. I remember exactly watching Journey to the Mysterious Island. Once again, the flight attendant on the intercom says, "We will be landing soon, so at this time, fasten your seatbelt." We prepare for landing. I love the feeling of relief when I get off the plane and see people speaking the same language as me and just simply seeing my people. Shushir, Ayamir, Haydaktu, I hear people saying. I look around to see if I could spot my family from Europe. As I'm looking outside, the sun is beaming down on me. I'm still in my sweats and sweatshirt, so it feels really hot. Finally, my dad and my uncle see my family from Europe. At first, it's always like unreal seeing my family that I haven't seen in years. It's crazy. We greet them, then we head on our way. The car ride to the city of Pristina, where I live, is always bumpy and has a certain smell like pita and burek, our traditional food. I already knew I was learning to appreciate my culture way more. When we get to our house, I remember we have these gray tiles that are super cold, then the long staircases up to upstairs. I walk into my living room, and there goes my grandma with tears filled in her eyes, excited to see us. Zema, chushie, tadua, she says to me. Tadua, I say back. We arrived in Pristina at about 10 p.m., so I was really tired and didn't sleep much on the plane. I quickly went into my room, got my things together, and slept. I was really excited for the next day where I get to see the rest of my mom's family, which I was way closer with. So the next morning, I wake up to people outside honking their cars and the neighbors conversating. In Albania, the people are really loud but very united. Everybody knows each other. My mom and I call a taxi to get us because the streets are really busy and you won't find parking. When the taxi pulls up, you can see all my aunts, uncles, cousins, neighbors. They all had big, bright smiles on their face as they wait to greet us. In my culture, the woman gives one kiss on each cheek. My aunts attacked my faces with kisses and hugs. I remember the joyful feeling when I was around my family. It felt good. I was excited for what the trip had in store for me. 2 weeks later, we were all packing up for our 5-hour road trip to the beach, which was called Ulcin. There are so many beaches to visit, but this particular beach was my family's favorite. I loved the road trip there, all the big, beautiful mountains that we passed by. It was breathtaking. We loaded up on snacks and beverages and just simply listened to music until we got there. We knew we arrived when we seen the white sign that said, "Mirsir Menochin," which means welcome. I remember I was happy to see this place after so long. It felt great. We arrived at the hotel where we were staying at for 6 nights. The owner greets us in Serbian, which I don't understand at all. We get situated in our hotel, and us kids wanted to head to the beach right away. It was about 2 p.m. and the sun was shining. It was a perfect opportunity to soak up the sun. The best feeling is when my toes are between the sand and my family is laughing and having a good time. While we were there, we played volleyball at the beach like fake tournaments with other people. I love meeting new people, and I'm always welcoming to others, even if some speak a different language. The area where I'm at on the beach, many people come from so many different places, so everybody isn't only speaking Albanian. When we get done with the beach, we get ready to head to the city where our family spends more time together. We usually go sit down at a restaurant, eat, and then walk around and explore. I remember seeing 5 euros to do 15 pull-ups. My dad used to always tell me, those games are a scam. Then my favorite thing to do there is climb the Kazoya. It's a big castle that's been broken down, but you can climb it, and the view at the top is amazing. Then we head to the part of the beach where everybody gathers drinks and listen to music. I love being around music. It's the best feeling, like you feel stress-free and loose. I learned to appreciate those little moments with my family because you never know if you're going to get another chance like this. As I'm writing this, I'm trying to get a little homesick. I miss seeing all my family together, enjoying our time before we get back to reality. It's always hard leaving my country, everybody in tears and saying goodbye. I hate it, but I'm grateful I had the chance to go. Until next time.